Welcome back, and on the Progressive Listener Line, we have Marty Bannister, Ohio University play-by-play, and coming off a huge win over, oddly enough, it sounds weird to say with last year not having a tournament, but defending national champion University of Virginia. Marty, what do you have to say about calling a game like that?
You go into it, and you know that it's the possibilities there for the upset to take place because of the things that factored into it with Virginia having to deal with their COVID situation, not getting to Bloomington until late last night. And the other thing that stood out to me about watching the game and the way people approached it, I'm more stunned that people think it was stunning that Ohio won. To me, Ohio has all the essential parts to make a nice run in this tournament, and they proved it tonight.
I agree. One of those parts that you're alluding to, I think, Ben Vanderplas, in the middle of the fourth quarter, I remember I'm watching this at home with my family before coming into the studio, and he goes on a 10-0 run on his own right as Ohio takes the lead. How big was he down the stretch for Ohio tonight?
Well, huge. I mean, no, make no mistake about it. And that's something that he has done on a number of occasions throughout his career in Athens. He is, as you saw, an outstanding perimeter shooter. And he might be, Craig, the best passing big man in the Mid-American Conference. He just has an overall sound game. He was in the top 10 in the league in assists. He's in the top 10 in the league in three-point shooting. So he's the kind of guy that can get you the baskets when you need them. And his game has just improved leaps and bounds upon arriving in Athens three seasons ago. Very calm. He's the son of a head coach. He's the son of a coach. His dad, Dean Vanderplas, was an assistant coach at Wisconsin Green Bay. I'm sure you were aware, played with Tony Bennett. That's where Ben got his name. His first name comes from Tony Bennett. The ties are there. So he's a coach's kid. He understands the game, and he has shown in the past the ability to go on runs like that by himself. He was very impressive.
Another key component for Ohio, and this was a team effort, let's be fair, but Jason Preston was fantastic down the stretch, handling the ball, facilitating the offense, getting Ohio in and out of their different sets, as well as the way he played on defense. What does he mean? What does a player like Jason mean to this team?
Well, I don't know how much time do you have.
Fair enough.
to outline what he has meant to this program. And I'm sure you're aware, Craig, I don't know if the listeners are, the story of this kid. I mean, here's a young man who in high school, his senior year, was 6 feet, 140 pounds in Orlando, Florida. And the only offer he got after his senior year was to come to Ohio and play for then head coach Saul Phillips. And in that period of time, he grew another 3-4 inches. And his overall floor game has just been sensational. And he's such a heady player. And with all the things he's gone through in his life, with his parental situation and living with his best friend throughout his senior year of high school, nothing rattles this young man, regardless of the situation. And again, you saw that tonight, and we've seen it all throughout the season. He just doesn't get flustered. And that's such a big role to have when you're a point guard and the way he handles the basketball. So, again, much like with what Ben Vanderplas has done throughout his career, nothing that Jason Preston does, at least to me anyway, is surprising. He's an outstanding player.
Absolutely. He's going to be, as Ohio goes into the second round, he's going to be a player that everyone's eyes are on. These are the storylines that March is made for, right? This is what we look forward to in March Madness.
Well, it sure is.
Looking at the game itself, Ohio was better on the glass. Ohio was better as a free throw shooting team, a better 3-point shooting team. Can we just classify this as an overall incredible team effort to get by, a very talented Cavaliers team?
Yeah, and again, I'm biased by this, but I just don't see, to me, it's an upset simply because a 13 beat a 4. And to me, that's the only reason you can consider this an upset. I thought Ohio was the better team tonight.
Agreed.
And again, with Virginia's situation, it's I've had a conversation with somebody about this earlier in the week talking about the game. It's not Ohio's fault what happened to Virginia. You beat who shows up to play you. And that's what Ohio did tonight. And I thought Ohio and some of the points you mentioned were right on the money. And there's a key part of the game down the stretch where Dwight Wilson missed a dunk and Virginia went the other way and scored. And that's when a lot of people kind of went, uh-oh, here we go. But again, it didn't rattle Ohio. I thought that was a key point of the game where they withstood that and took the lead, even though Virginia got to within a basket, then Ohio quickly pushed it right back to four, had an answer for it, and didn't let the wheels come off the wagon, so to speak, at that point. So that, to me, was a very impressive part of the game. And that's kind of been the mantra they've had all season long. They roll with the punches. They've done such a good job of that this year.
Well, I hate to do this to you. I think your thunder just got stolen a little bit as Abilene Christian closes out the University of Texas free line, which is, unfortunately, I'm wearing a University of Texas shirt right now. I'm a diehard Longhorn, but I sadly kind of saw this one coming, talked about it last night on our show. How does Ohio respond? I mean, I think this is actually a good thing for Ohio, where kind of the spotlight gets taken off of them. They can just concentrate on playing basketball now moving into the second round.
Well, and Craig, that's the thing that they've done all season long. Jeff Bowles is such a player's coach, and I know that term gets tossed around kind of loosely throughout college basketball, but he is the very definition of that. And the kids just love him, and he brought a needed breath of fresh air into the program. And it's not to take anything away from the prior head coach, Saul Phillips. And again, you got to keep in mind, I mean, Saul Phillips brought in Ben Vanderplas. Saul Phillips brought in Jason Preston. Saul Phillips brought in Ben London McDay. I mean, those were his recruits. And but Jeff Bowles has turned it in the direction that it has needed to go, and the players just love him, and he's such an outstanding head basketball coach. So it's a team that, again, as I said earlier, doesn't get flustered by the moment, understands what it has to do to win. And yeah, Abilene Christian, that's huge. Make no mistake about it. But again, I'll say what I said earlier, Craig. A lot of people are calling this an upset, and I think it is just because of the seeding numbers. Other than that, I think Ohio was the better team tonight.
They were definitely the better team. Well, the Vegas line had it as an upset. I mean, I don't know how Vegas had Virginia as a 7-point favorite. That line didn't make sense to me. But I agree with you. Ohio was the better team. They deserved the win. This was not a lower seed playing down to competition or anything. Ohio was just the better team. Looking forward to Monday. I think this is another winnable game for Ohio as they head to Creighton, who struggled with UC Santa Barbara today. Creighton kind of lives by the three, dies by the three, and that, you know, if they're not playing well, and with the way that the perimeter defense of Ohio works out, I think this is another winnable game. I think we could very well see Ohio in the Sweet 16 next weekend.
Well, that's an outstanding point, and I thought that when I saw the bracket after – when I first looked at the bracket, I thought, well, if Ohio get past Virginia, the next game is certainly a winnable game for this team. And I've been doing this for over 30 years, Craig, and I know you've been following the game for a long time as well, too. But guards win in March, and guards win in this tournament. And Ohio was built that way, not only Jason Preston, but keep in mind, they had Mark Sears on the floor for a lot tonight, a freshman point guard from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, who started 5 games this year when Preston was out with an injury and then had his COVID situation pop up. And in those 5 games, Mark Sears had 40-some-odd assists, 59 points, and 30-some-odd rebounds, and turned the basketball over about 4 times in that stretch. So when you have those kind of guys on the floor doing those kind of things in these kind of situations, I like your chances. And I as of right now, after watching Creighton play, I like Ohio's chances to get to the Sweet 16 on Monday. I think you're absolutely right.
I'll tell you, I mean, I'm a little biased. Again, in my bracket, in my pool with my buddies, I have Ohio in the Sweet 16. I have them playing Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. This is a team that, you know, if you follow the game, you know the potential that they have, and you know that they can play with pretty much anyone. I'm kind of the opinion that Baylor and Gonzaga are a step above basically anybody in the game, but anyone but those two teams, I think Ohio is an even money pick against anyone else in this tournament.
Well, and again, that's what makes this tournament so great, isn't it? You don't know until they toss the ball up.
Exactly.
And, I mean,
exactly.
Abilene Christian proved that tonight. Oral Roberts proved it yesterday. You show up and you just go ahead and go after it and see who's the better team after 40 minutes. And that's what makes this tournament so special. And this has been a fun run for this basketball team. And this is something, Craig, too, that I think it's important to remember. This dates back a while for Ohio. I mean, they had about a 2.5 week pause from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to the pause, they had won 3 in a row. When they came back from that pause and then had a span of 3 games in 5 days, they won 2 of those games. And then they just blew through the MAC tournament. So they've been playing this style of basketball now for a little over a month and a half, this high-caliber basketball and the way they've just been going after people. So this is not a team that all of a sudden just kind of found a gear. But they've been doing this for about a month and a half now.
Well, the bar has been set for their level of play, and I expect to see it again on Monday when they take on Creighton in the round of 32. Marty Bannister, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck. Have fun on the call Monday.
It'll be a great one to watch. Thanks. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. That was Marty Bannister, play-by-play for Ohio University as they get set to match up against Creighton in the round of 32 after their win over the University of Virginia Cavaliers.